Sorry, Karen, you cut off at the end, so I was trying not to overstep on you.
Copy that. Sorry about that. So the ladies have been sharing about fire drills and fire safety at home and in various places. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Chantel?
Yeah, just if you have kids, I recommend trying to get them rehearsed in knowing emergency contacts, like having them memorize their parents' numbers or their grandparents' numbers or anybody that you trust your kids with in case you are incapacitated. They know that they can go maybe to a neighbor's or someone close or the firefighters and let them know, hey, this is my, say, grandpa's number. This is where he lives. So just getting them rehearsed in kind of their address, their name, their phone number. Break. And another thing that you could do is get reflective tape and put it on the bottom of your doors, especially like where your kids sleep or your bedrooms, so that when the firefighters come in, you can see reflective tape on the doors, and that signals to firefighters that there is an occupant potentially in that room. The other thing is, for any mask that you get, make sure, especially if it's a type of mask that needs to be fitted, that you have the proper size mask. So you can go to a fire department and show them your mask and say, I would like to get fit tested for this mask so that you know that you have the appropriate size mask for your face. Because if you have too small a mask, it's not going to create the proper seal. If you have too big of a mask, it's also not going to create the proper seal. So those are just a few things that I have in mind.
Copy that. Well, those are some very good ideas. And just as a side note, you were talking about having the kids knowing their grandparents' phone numbers and that sort of thing. These radios are a really good tool for that. If they know how to contact their neighbors or somebody that's close to them, if they know how to use these radios, that could be a life-saving gift as well. Is there anything else, Chantel?
That's all I've got right now. Is great information from everyone else.
Yes, very definitely. Well, thank you for sharing all that, Chantel. We appreciate your knowledge. We appreciate your sharing. We appreciate you participating in this radio check. And we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423 Kristen, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRXR 423 Kristen, and I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. Well, all of the ladies have had some really good ideas about fire drills and fire safety in their home and various places. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kristen?
I really don't have anything tonight. I've been listening, and there's been some great ideas, and thanks everyone for sharing. And have a good evening.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Kristen. We appreciate your being here. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRZL 684 Lee, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
I copy you loud and clear. This is WRZL 684.
Copy that. There's a little bit of static in the background, but not bad. You're coming in pretty loud and clear. So all of the ladies have been sharing a lot of information about fire drills and fire safety in the home and various places. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Lee?
Yeah, I would like to share. My sister and my son both lived in the Alameda fire area, and each one of them lost their homes in that fire. And I had been trying to get my sister to get out of there, and she didn't think she had to, until the sheriff came by and said, go now. And she was not prepared to go, right? So she grabbed what she could and didn't get much and left. My son was at work, and he lost everything. And so one of the things that we've decided to do, based on my recommendation, because it was really a thing for me, right? We have decided as a family to all have a fireproof lockbox, and that serves several purposes. One is that you can grab it and go. Two is that you can put your personal papers that you must have in it, and any valuables or anything like that, depending on the size you get. So we used to have one of those, and I'm very happy to have it. If something came here, I just have to grab it and go, break. The other thing is that I have a truck, and I'm going to set my truck up with go bag, sleeping accommodations, food, temporary food, that sort of thing. I had it in my car before I wrecked my car, and so my truck's in the shop right now, but we'll get it back. And so I would say the fireboxes, get your stuff in order, and also set up your vehicle so you have an emergency resource if you have to go. Back to Nick.
Copy that. Well, those are some definitely great suggestions. We appreciate that. And I'm so sorry that your sister and your son lost everything. They're in our thoughts and prayers. I know that's been a little while ago, but still, that's got to be fresh in their minds. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Lee?
No, I think there's been some really good suggestions there. This is WRZL684.
Thank you so much for sharing all that information, Lee. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRUJ 362, Nancy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Yes, I hear you. I'm sorry, I forgot the protocol. So I hear you loud and clear.
Basically, the protocol is just say, this is WRUJ 362 Nancy. it's nice to hear you. It sounds like you had an antenna issue, but you got that fixed. Have you been listening the rest of the net?
Yes, I have. I'm still nervous talking on the radio, so please excuse. I have a list by my door, which is when they say evacuation, my brain I also have a fireproof lockbox and an outside corner of my home, so if I am gone, break. If I am gone and my house is gone, I can at least find my essentials. Also, when someone was talking about that fire blanket, there is a page on Facebook, Hero Fire Blanket. So you can check that out. Great. And I also have a question. Is there some place in D.C. that we can recharge our fire station?
Okay, there was a little bit of static. I think we heard most of that, but your question, you said, is there some place in GP where you can get what now?